When the many rule, however, for the sake really of what's good for themselves, Aristotle describes this simply under the description of constitutional government, a politeia. That is, he describes the best form of government as simply as the constitution. It seems to me that essentially when Aristotle describes this form of ideal government, he really is intending what we would nowadays mean as an ideal form of democracy. Lastly, in the Poetics, Aristotle gives the details of different constitutions and discusses what an ideal government, the constitution, or the form of constitutional government that I've just described, would look like. The details of Aristotle's discussion in these books of the Poetics, both from a theoretical or philosophical and from an historical perspective, are quite interesting. I commend you to look at them and read them if you have the opportunity. But here I want to make now essentially two central points that seem to me to be salient features of Aristotle's discussion in the Politics. One is that statesmanship, or the political science, which Aristotle has talked about already in the concluding books of the Nicomachean Ethics, is for him a form of wisdom, akin to what I described in the last lecture as Aristotle's account in the Nicomachean Ethics of the intellectual virtue of phronesis, practical wisdom. So political science is a kind of wisdom, the wisdom that is involved in a statesman, that is a person of wise governorship, knowing how best to be instrumental in ruling and helping the citizens of a polity rule themselves well and so as to bring about human flourishing. Second, statesmanship, political science, is a natural human capacity because, once again, as I said at the beginning of this lecture, Aristotle thinks that human beings are, by nature, political, in a phrase that he is perhaps famous for saying, that man is a political animal, fuse, by nature. And when he says that man or human being is by nature political, that is, by nature lives in polis, in the polis or in the city, he doesn't mean, this point is made very clearly by a wonderful remark by Marx in one of Marx's earlier writings. Marx quotes Aristotle and says, and I'm almost quoting here now Marx, Aristotle doesn't mean simply that human beings are gregarious, that they tend to band together, but rather he means that only in the context of the polis, only in the political or social context, is human being capable of exhibiting its greatest good and its greatest flourishing and happiness. Perhaps the best way for us to understand this is to think of the word political related to the Greek polis, city, as having perhaps its best analog in our word civilized, in which the Latin civis, city, civis, is the exact analog of the Greek polis. And so Aristotle is in a sense saying that human beings are civilized animals, that is, they are animals whose greatest flourishing is capable of being experienced only in the cultural, civilized context of a society in which human beings govern themselves collectively and wisely in much the same way that we saw Plato thinking of human being living best in the polis of the Republic. The human being for Aristotle is, and here again I quote another more modern philosopher, Nietzsche, as Nietzsche put it, the unfinished animal, that is, the animal whose nature is not, as we take some many lower animals to be, what it is simply by virtue of instinctual wiring, so to speak, but an unfinished animal in that it is only in the cultural context of civilization that its full determination is given to it, to us, that is to say, by the kinds of projects, communal activities, modes of artistic and cultural and fundamentally political life, that is only the forms of civilized cultural life that human beings can experience. And Aristotle's view is that only in that mode of cultured civilization or civilized culture can happiness really flourish. Well, it's easy to see, I think, if we read the politics this way, why Aristotle might have thought that the political is the culmination of, or as he puts it in the Ethics, the master science that governs the notions of human flourishing and therefore that govern the notions of well-being and human happiness discussed in the Ethics. But it may be more difficult for us to think about, or for you to think about, why it is that I would claim that the notions of tragedy, as discussed in Aristotle's great poetic book, The Poetics, should be connected to notions of ethics.